Man, stop it.
Hello and welcome to Hella Married Podcast. I'm Francisca, the wife.
Damn, business. I'm Dominic Shaw, the husband.
Now, you already know he's cutting up. He's acting a fool today.
Based on what?
Just your demeanor.
Demeanor is the same demeanor as it was first day.
That's a lie. No, you have changed so much. Right. Yes, you have. Right. Yes, you have.
Right. Anyway.
Yes, you have.
Can we not argue? Go back to.
I'm not arguing. I'm just speaking facts.
No, you're not speaking facts.
Yes, I am. You have changed so much.
Anyway, stick to the task at hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, what's been going on, peoples, boys and girls, women and children, ladies and gentlemen?
A lot's been going on.
A lot's been going on this week since we last talked on these airways.
Since we last talked. We already know that the election is happening.
What election?
The presidential election.
Oh, that's 2024. Why are we talking about that now?
Because it's all over the news. No. I mean, well, okay, maybe not the election is all over the news, but the fact that Trump has been indicted.
The participants.
And right now he's dealing with with Fannie Willis here in Atlanta, in Georgia.
Right. And the situation in D.C. with the records.
Okay, D.C., New York.
And Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Miami. And then Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
So four stops.
Four stops. But what charges are the most serious for him?
Oh, Georgia and the records. The D.C. case and the Georgia case. Mm-hmm. Those are two more serious. The one with they say, according to the experts, mm-hmm. the one with the weakest is the one in New York.
That's what I heard, too.
They think that's not going to do anything.
That's what I heard, too.
And the one in Florida, it's just because. But the two that are mainly that he's worried about, or has a tight asshole about, is D.C. and Georgia, because somebody in flipped on him in the case in D.C. with the records. I guess the security person, wherever he or she was, flipped.
Well, they don't want to get in trouble.
And started talking, so they're talking to the feds about that, and Georgia speaks for itself.
Well, and you know, Governor Kemp, I guess he was talking to him, trying to say, hey, why don't you have the charges dropped, or trying to work with him to get the charges.
Work with who?
Governor Kemp. Trump. And he was like, nope.
Kemp is out of it. Kemp nope. said, I don't have nothing to do with this.
He said, I support Fannie Willis on what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And surprisingly, he's protecting her, saying she's doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because other Republicans in the state of Georgia want to impeach her and get off the trial. And he's like, no, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
So that's kind of interesting news. I'm going to say this. I'm not very excited about this election season at all. I mean, obviously, Trump's a front runner. We don't know if that's going to happen. I don't.
No, he's winning the Republican.
You think so?
It's done.
Really? I don't know that yet.
He has a chokehold on it.
I don't believe it.
Okay, who's coming in?
I don't know.
Name him or her.
I was worried about DeSantis.
DeSantis ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere.
Well, anyway, but even so, like, Joe Biden is not the best candidate either.
He's not the best candidate, but no one's going to oppose him anyway. Even though you got the so-called, who was it? Is it Robert Kennedy?
Okay, I know. We got to talk about that because I really want to dive deeper into him.
Listen.
Because I like the stuff I heard from him.
Okay.
But
bought and paid for. You know that, right?
I got to dig deeper. I didn't know that.
You know you bought and paid for, right?
I did not know that.
By Steve Bannon. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Okay. Keep looking.
I will.
And you know, and I'm going to tell you who put that out there.
Hmm.
Lincoln Project. That was a good follow. They keep it real. And they also told you that the same election manager that's managing Donald Trump is also is managing a no labels campaign, a no labels candidate, somebody who can be a third party that can run for a presidential nomination. It's called No Labels, and the manager is the same manager that manages Trump. So what they're doing secretly is trying to take votes away from Biden and put it to Trump, or take votes away from Biden anyway, so that, you know, if you nearly won by like 12,000, you put a third candidate in there who'll take 6,000, and then 6,000 left. They're thinking that the math will go their way because they'll get 4,000, Biden get 2,000, which 6,000. You know, it's math like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, and we've seen that before. But I have a question for you. What do you think would happen if Trump won?
Well, I think what would happen?
Yeah. Like, what would happen to the country? What do you think would be?
Chaos everywhere.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't think people want him back in office because how much damage he's done already. He's done so much damage in 4 years. No man can top that. I mean, he put 3 people in the Supreme Court that have nothing to do with laws and regulations in America. You just put them in just to do one thing: overturn Roe versus Wade. Done. And now it's all chaotic everywhere.
You know what's interesting about that? I was just reading an article and I forgot to clip it. I should have, but it was I'll find it, and when I find it, I'm gonna repost it. But it was about states where abortion is banned. They're finding that abortion rates have gone up.
Of course. Duh.
It's just weird. It's weird. It's weird. I'm saying it's weird not because of the law, but because they thought that that was going to stop abortion.
Of course. It just upticked everything.
Yeah. It's gone up. And it's and they're like trying to figure out what's happening, because people are going to do what they're going to do.
Regardless of what you say. Not what you say.
Yeah, are you talking about about the people? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. But let's get into some juicy news.
What's some juicy news that you got to squeeze the juice so hard?
Well, we found out Rihanna's new baby's name.
Who was the new baby name?
I forgot.
You forgot? Then what were we talking about it for?
Oh, what's his name? Why what's the baby's name? Hold on, let me before we get it.
Man, you know what?
I totally forgot. My brain is fried.
Brain is fried.
Yeah.
Look, see that? My bad. And you want to talk about me in the background? Child, please.
Okay,
I know what we can talk about.
Okay, what?
The new show with, I'm excited for the show. Chad Johnson and Shannon Sharp. Sunday nights after football, called Unk and Ocho.
Unk and Ocho?
I cannot wait to listen to that after the football that's going on all day this Sunday.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Real quick.
Rihanna's new baby's name is Riot.
Okay, Riot. Back to Ocho and Unk. I cannot wait. We'll get back to that. I cannot wait for that show Sunday, because that's going to be a riot.
Is it online?
It's going to be on Shannon Sharp's YouTube page.
Okay.
And it's going to be a podcast on it's called The Volume. And The Volume is run by a sports talker named Colin Cowherd. And he also has...
I know what Colin Cowherd is.
Some people don't know. That's the same umbrella that has the Draymond Green show, the podcast show, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And other various shows, but Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson, that's gonna be hilarious.
That is gonna be funny. I just never thought those two would even mesh well together.
Boy, because you probably never seen it.
No, I've seen him on his podcast.
Who?
Ocho.
Yeah.
Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, Shay Shay gets a hold of everybody.
Yeah.
But Chad Johnson, he's sneaky good when it comes to podcasts and having his own show. Like, he was on I Am Athlete.
He's not on there no more?
No. He's not on I Am Athlete no more.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him on there? You haven't seen him on there? Like,
I haven't seen I Am Athlete at all in a while.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the show I Am Athlete, I don't know if it's still going on. I ain't heard or seen nothing that in a while. But anyway, so I'm excited about that. Hey, go back to Rihanna and the baby.
Okay,
I'll
so
the background for this one.
Her baby's name is Riot Rose. I you know they're keeping the R's because I think her real name is not Rihanna. No, her real name is Robin.
Yeah.
And then his name, I believe, is like, I don't know what his name is.
Starts with an R?
I think so.
So the first baby's name starts with an R?
Yes, RZA.
Okay.
Listen, you totally got lost there.
Listen, I don't keep up with stuff like that. I just hope the baby has.
Oh, wait, I think his name is Rakim. That's his first name.
Oh, I just hope the baby's happy, healthy, and doing what the babies do.
Yeah,
that's all.
It's good. Obviously, I don't know any of these people. We don't know. We think we know them, but we don't know. We don't know them. But it looks like she's very happy, and looks good to see two black people loving each other. Making a family together.
Then I should expect some new music from Rihanna in 2024.
Oh, I don't know if I expect that.
Oh, absolutely. She's gonna bust out with something. She gotta get away from the kids. Trust me.
She loves it though.
She loves it.
You know, it's kind of cool too because she started like she's 34, 35,
something like that.
And so she's got all them, you know, her early career out the way. Her fun times, because you know, remember Rihanna used to be like a little playgirl, like she would be messing with dudes, you know, like she would have her fun. So yeah, so it's just good to see her in this mommy space.
Yeah,
you know, I love mommyhood. So very, very good. What else is there to talk about?
The possibility of that hurricane or hit the East Coast somewhere. That's something to keep an eye on. It might hit. Well, early next week is where they're expecting which way the hurricane is gonna go. It's called Hurricane Lee.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, it might slam into the Carolinas. It might go up to Virginia, D.C., New York area. No one knows, but it's a Category 5.
Oh, Lord.
Already.
Oh, Lord.
So.
Well, what was the last one we just had? Idale?
Oh, that was a Category.
Adelia?
Like 2 or 3.
So it was worse than that.
Oh, shit. If it's Category 5, it's Katrina territory.
Oh, that's scary. My mom and dad just got their storm, or like hurricane windows.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because you know they're you guys might not know this, but my parents were living bi-coastal for 20 years.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 years, my dad got sick, so they're 100% of their time is in Homestead, Florida. So my mom has never been. Well, she's been living there 2 years straight now, but she's always Seattle has been where she's always lived. So this has been interesting for her because she's never really been through hurricane season before.
Right.
So they just got literally yesterday got their hurricane windows.
I didn't know that. They didn't have it before?
I think they had it, but it was like old. So they wanted to get them redone. So they did it.
That's good.
So yeah, that is good because like you said, if this is coming, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, more than likely, according to reports, it's not going to hit Florida, but you know the Carolinas up north are, you know, in that zone where it could go there. But you know, you gotta wait at least another day or two,
yeah,
to figure out where it's gonna go.
And it's interesting for us because like where we are, we don't get the hurricane, but we always get like the heavy wind and the rain.
Yeah, we get the tail end of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Of it. But we don't get a direct shot because we're too far inland.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about this Erica Mena.
I'll get to that now. I'm not into that world. This is your.
Okay, well, I don't watch Love and Hip Hop anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But it's all over social media. And so she was basically crying to Spice about her divorce, and Spice was annoyed at her because she was like, You act like you're the only one that has been divorced and got to raise kids by yourself, which is the truth, right? Tons and tons and tons of women do this every single day. And then things got escalated and they started to get physical and started to get loud. And Erica Mena called Spice a monkey twice, or it could have been more, but I heard twice. And because of the backlash, Love & Hip Hop VH1 has fired her from next year. But I just read also that they like edit her out of any of the other ones first, you know, for any of this season as well. So, what your thoughts? Think it's right, wrong?
I think it's right.
Right, that they fired her.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a racial slur?
I think so. That's a sensitive term.
Now, what else people? I read this on some. So some people's comments were like, "How can she be racist because she has black children?"
What are you talking about, Erica?
Mm-hmm.
How could it be? It's an insult. That's a flat out insult.
But how could she be racist?
I mean, nobody says she's racist, but what she said was wrong.
Yeah. That's a race. I do.
Okay. Explain.
I do. Well, we all know that calling somebody a monkey, especially a black woman a monkey, that's always been a racial insensitive term.
Yeah.
Not insensitive term. It's not a term. It's an insult, but that's what they call us. For years, they've called us that, monkeys, right? So she knew that was gonna hurt her because she kept screaming it, and also
she didn't know it was gonna hurt.
Yeah, she did. And she also knows about colorism. You know, the Latino community is really big on colorism, so she understands that dark skinned women get called out like that all the time.
Right.
Why would you do that on national television?
To put on a show.
It's just, well, it backfired on her.
Oh, of course it did.
It's not okay. It's not okay. And for those who say, how can she be racist? She has black children. Tons of racist people sleep with black people. That happens all the time.
That's been the history of the
world. Yeah. The slave master slept with tons of slaves. I mean, he raped them, but he had plenty of children. So that has never been a barometer on if you're racist or not.
Right.
But it's wrong. It's wrong. And also, so like, she made those comments, and that's, you know, that's insensitive. But remember that girl she used to mess with, Sin?
Oh, I ain't heard that name in a minute.
She made some racial comments too before about black women. We treat your men better. That's why they keep coming to us. You know, so I'm telling you, like, the Latino community, like the Afro-Latino community, the people that are on that line, they kind of exasperate some of these racial issues because they're dealing with it too. I mean, like colorism is huge in that Latino community.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, like if the conversation about even being called black in certain, you know, like you can be like chocolate, like what's her name, Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah.
So remember how she got in a fight with what's her name, Amber Rose? Did you hear about that? Because she talking about she didn't consider herself black.
Vaguely.
Amber Rose, she's like, I don't consider myself a black woman, which is probably true. She doesn't like a black woman. So Jocelyn was like, don't even call me Afro-Latina, call me black, whatever. But then they pulled up her birth certificate and she was labeled as white on her birth certificate and her her license. So like the conversation about race in Latin America is very sketchy, you know? So like, I don't know, it wasn't a good look for Erica. I wonder what's gonna happen. If she's gonna make any apologies, she has not said anything yet. Her team hasn't said anything. Like, I don't know if she even has like a PR team or something like that. But
I don't think she's gonna apologize.
Well, she needs to.
I don't think she will. I think her pride's gonna be in the way.
She needs to. It's disgusting. We, you know, one thing that's frustrating is that we fight for equality and we fight for respect, but we can't even respect each other. That makes me so irritated.
Yeah. We're so ass back.
It's just ourselves. So crazy. It's so crazy.
We do it all the time. We will shoot ourselves in the foot.
It's so crazy.
Over and over and over.
And I know that no community is perfect. Everybody has issues.
Right.
But it would be nice if we would try.
At least. But we're too
support
busy.
Each other.
We're too busy, you know, trying to be a certain image on camera.
Yeah, I will say this. So I will say this. That's one of the things why, that's one of the reasons why I love living in Atlanta, because there is a camaraderie here.
As far as what?
Like black people trying to work together.
Yeah.
Businesses and support, but that's not the norm across the country.
No.
But it just feels good that that is something that we do. But across the board, we gotta do better.
Way better.
It's just so frustrating.
Way better.
You know, we always talk about, view me as human, but we don't even view ourselves as human. Mm-hmm. So we gotta do better at that.
We do.
Yeah, so frustrating.
We do. So, what else is going on in the world outside of that?
There's so much going on. I feel like every day is a different story.
You know,
and it's all encompassing.
It's ever changing.
Ever changing.
So it's always gonna be some part of this weekend. We'll be like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
You know,
for sure, for sure.
We become a 24/7, 365 news cycle.
Yeah.
Like it's
constantly, literally, when you wake up in the morning and you decide to turn your phone on, whenever that may be, you're like, what am I gonna find now?
Right. Exactly.
It's always something.
Exactly. So,
but
I don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video of that rapper Lil Reese that poured water, alcohol on a homeless person?
I did see that.
He got caught with it.
But then I just saw that he was out giving money to the homeless.
Yeah, he followed through his promise. Said I'm gonna start, you know, helping out the homelessness. He apologized the next day. It's like, what I did was wrong. And, you know, I wanted to make it up. And now he's out there passing money to the homeless trying to help out.
What state is that in?
What state?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, we got to understand that we as a culture, you know, we put our phones out and we're trying to, you know, put on a show or whatnot.
Yeah.
But what he did was flat out wrong.
Oh yeah, disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know, because that could be you on the ground.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And so, we have to understand too that regardless of somebody's financial situation, everybody deserves respect.
Yeah.
It does not matter where they're sleeping, where they're not. It doesn't matter. Everybody deserves human decency. Mm-hmm. Like ground zero,
yeah.
Human decency. So that was totally, totally wrong. Totally wrong. But I know there's some places like where we were before, Seattle, the homelessness is very out of control.
Oh, it's out of control.
San Francisco, out of control.
Well, Atlanta.
Is the city of Atlanta bad?
Yeah.
Okay, because we don't, out here where we are, we don't have no homeless people, it seems like.
But Atlanta.
Okay.
Everywhere's out of control.
Like, so in the metropolitan cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gets out of control. And the thing about it is that, you know, I never understood why, as a country, we can send money overseas and everywhere else, but we won't put money into our own backyard. We can buy, we should go ahead and buy all this commercial buildings that are available for rent, available to buy, and make a shelter for homeless people. Get them off the streets. You can clean them up. You can feed them. You can give them some skills, teach them some stuff, and they'll be off the streets and they'll be in society, and, you know, functionally working.
But that's not.
I said we should. I ain't said it's going to happen. I said we should.
Yeah.
All these abandoned commercial buildings everywhere. Make use to it. I mean, yeah. Out here it's going to probably be an abandoned mall. It's like.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that we should do something more than sending $140 billion over to Ukraine. It doesn't make any sense. But that's too much. That's too much, like, right to say, let's not send $140 billion to Ukraine. Let's spend the money here on people and help people. That's never going to happen.
I know it's never going to happen. I said we should do that. Yeah. I said it's going to happen. But, I mean, you can put... Got to take care of your backyard first.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
my personal opinion.
That's A1, day one. That's biblical. But, yeah, obviously, it doesn't... Like, you know what really drives me mad? And it's really... Really, I hate that. I'm sorry, excuse my language, but it really fucked me up like during COVID. It's like when we really, like, we were able to, like to pull the veil back on, like, the government a little bit. And we realized that the rules that they have us try to work by, they don't go by those rules. It's just so, I hate hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's just like how. Government, they say, well, we shouldn't have no limits into as far as terms in Congress, mm-hmm. like a limited term, like a term. We should be in Congress as long as we want. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell sitting there,
not
just looking at you crazy, like a meme.
He's going through a seizure or something.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about, I'm still going to continue to work in Congress and. Yeah, you bought and paid for it. So. Yeah,
and that's crazy. He's like 80 or something.
Yeah.
And that's funny because, like, if that was your grandmama at 80-something years old, you would have told her, Grandma, you ain't driving. Give me them keys. Sit your ass down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not doing this anymore. I'm not letting...
With the Diane Feinstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
It should be term limits for people in Congress.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't be there from your 60s, 70s, 80s. It's time to turn the page and put some new faces, fresh faces in there and get some new ideas.
No, I totally agree with that. I think that there needs to be term limits and all that stuff. But I was talking about more like the financial part of stuff. Like, we talk about, like, you know, like, we have a credit score that is created. And if we don't pay our bills on time, then our credit score gets docked, right? But, like, for the government, they have a credit score, too. And they don't, it's like they can run up credit as much as they want. They don't pay off their debts. It's just so hypocritical. It's so hypocritical. It just, it irritates my soul.
I'm like, why should I pay my bills on time? The government doesn't.
Never.
I should.
Right. It's just so ridiculous. But not even just the government. There's politicians who are backwards, like the ones who were fighting against student loan forgiveness, and they got their loans forgiven.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they get their loans forgiven, but students who are going to school who are trying to make better than life, nah.
Yeah.
They gotta keep
be damned.
Keep the system going.
Yeah, and I think it's because we talked about this in the car about Black women being the most educated in this country, getting the most advanced degrees in this country. And I think they're like, you know what? I'm tired of y'all. They trying to stop it.
Yeah.
So, it's annoying. It's frustrating. I hate hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's America.
In a nutshell. That's how it's run.
In a nutshell. It's America. It's interesting, too, that some of the things that's happening in this country, and we're having these discussions, you know, about race, about finances, about the political landscape, all that stuff, and we're being open about it, you know. Like, I am being more open and being more open-minded about certain things. That's why I was asking you about, like, Trump, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be caught up in, like, I'm Black, so I'm a Democrat. No, I don't want to go by that.
I don't when I, you know, vote and stuff like that, I don't see myself as Democrat or Republican. I'm independent and forever will be that way. Because Democratic Party and the Republican Party are two wings on the same bird.
Yeah.
So they're not doing anything to help you out.
Yeah.
But what else going on? Oh, man. That's it, huh?
That's it.
Dang. Well,
until next time, y'all.
I guess we wait. We got 10 seconds left.
Okay, 10 seconds.
So we gotta say bye to the people.
All right.
Next time we go on, we're gonna show you some things.
All right. Peace.